Track 2, 5 Common Approaches to Multicultural Training. On the last track, we discussed 3 approaches to moving beyond stereotypes in multicultural counseling. These 3 approaches were intercultural versus intracultural differences, 2, transculturalism, and 3, a tridimensional approach. On this track, we will discuss a typology of multicultural counseling. As you know, a typology of approaches to multicultural counseling can begin to give an answer to the question of the relative importance of cultural differences with your client. With that in mind, Carter offers a classification system of 4 common approaches to multicultural training. These 4 common approaches are universal, ubiquitous, traditional, and race-based. At the end of this track, we will consider a case study and determine the approach being used. But first, let's look at each of these approaches more closely. As we examine the similarities and differences between these 4 approaches, think of your therapy approach related to each. What are the ethical implications of your approach on your counseling strategies? What ethical implications might other approaches have? Regarding the first approach, which is the universal approach, a strong emphasis is placed on transcending culture. Instead of putting focus on the differences between cultures, the universal approach puts focus on the similarities among human beings. I have found that counselors who adopt the universal approach do not deny cultural differences, but instead see them as secondary to the similarities among human beings. Is this the approach you take on multicultural training? What effect might this approach have on your culturally different clients' counseling experience? The second approach to multicultural training is the ubiquitous approach. Therapists using the ubiquitous approach generally celebrate cultural differences and recognize those cultural differences as multiple and situationally determined. However, unlike the universal approach, the ubiquitous approach does not view cultural differences as secondary to the similarities of human beings. Therapists adopting the ubiquitous approach see the cultural differences as equal to the similarities of human beings. In addition, I have found that a therapist adopting the ubiquitous approach usually holds the belief that an encounter between any 2 people is a cross-cultural encounter, because any 2 people can bring together a difference in cultural background. In addition to the universal approach and the ubiquitous approach to therapy, the third approach to multicultural training is the traditional approach. The traditional approach emphasizes that culture is understood as a common experience in the functions of socialization and environment. Therapists adopting the traditional approach will usually access knowledge of the client's culture in order to establish the basis of empathy. However, while the traditional approach does weigh the differences between the 2 cultures, it does not consider the dynamics of dominant versus non-dominant cultures. Does this sound like your personal belief and approach to multicultural training? If so, how is it influencing your counseling relationship with your culturally different client? The fourth approach to multicultural training is the race-based approach. Therapists that operate under the belief that race superimposes itself upon all other cultural variables at all times are usually classified as therapists that use the race-based approach. I have found that the race-based approach is the only approach that takes into serious consideration the difference of power dynamics among cultural groupings. As you know, race is one variable that is neither fluid nor flexible. If you are not familiar with the race-based approach, you may liken it to a gender-based approach. A race-based approach is similar to a gender-based approach because both recognize a superimposed variable determined by physical characteristics, upon which ideas and assumptions about one's place in society are applied. Obviously, the difference is that in a race-based approach, the variable is race of the client, whereas in the gender-based approach, the variable is gender of the client. Make sense? Now let's look at a brief case. As I describe the case, see if you can determine the approach to multicultural training that the therapist in the case uses. Rashawn, a 15-year-old African-American, was referred to his school's counselor, William, for abusive language and aggressive behavior. His teacher, Mr. Smith, noted specifically that Roshan had shoved another student in the classroom. William began sessions with Roshan, expecting to find roots for his aggression in a chaotic home life. After learning a bit about the African-American neighborhood Roshan grew up in and his home life, William realized that the abusive language the teacher had referred to was simply the street slang Roshan was comfortable using in conversation. As for the aggressive behavior and shoving, Roshan stated, "That was just my friend, Javonte. We were just giving each other a hard time. I got all up in his grill, but I wasn't really gonna hurt him. I tried to explain it, but Mr. Smith wasn't listening. He just told me to stop the abusive language, but I wasn't threatening nobody. Then he said that us hoods were all the same and that he couldn't deal with me." By the end of the session, William decided that Roshan's behavior was simply culturally appropriate. What approach do you think Roshan's school counselor, William, was using? As you can see, William was using a ubiquitous approach. The most obvious clue he is using the ubiquitous approach in this case study was William's willingness to consider the culture of Roshan's neighborhood. As stated earlier, therapists using the ubiquitous approach view cultural differences as situationally determined. As such, Roshan's neighborhood and experiences growing up there could be the situationally determined cause for the current cultural differences. Make sense? Which approach do you take regarding multicultural training? The APA Code of Ethics states, "Psychologists are aware of and respect cultural, individual, and role differences, including those based on age, gender, gender identity, race, ethnicity, culture, national origin, religion, sexual orientation, disability, language, and socioeconomic status, and consider these factors when working with members of such groups." Do you focus on the similarities of all human beings, like the therapists who work with the universal approach? Or maybe you approach multicultural training with the belief that cultural differences are equal to human similarities, or do you instead counsel culturally different clients based on the belief that race superimposes itself upon all other cultural variables, like the race-based approach therapist? What are the ethical implications of each of these belief systems on a counseling relationship with the culturally different client? On this track, we have discussed the four common approaches to multicultural training. These four common approaches were the universal approach, the ubiquitous approach, the traditional approach, and the race-based approach. On the next track, we will discuss the five cultural adaptation methods. These five cultural adaptation methods are assimilation, integration, alternation, rejection, and marginalization. Question 2. What are the four common approaches to multicultural training?